Up in Maine, where the roads run out, it's logging country. Now, the loggers will tell you that once you get a tree down, the next challenge is getting that big old log where it's supposed to go to the mill. The answer? Well, you're not going to carry it there, probably. So you use natural power. They float those logs right down the river until, of course, well, sometimes too many logs decide to have a meeting in one place. You know what they call that, right? We call it that in many parts of our life. They call it a log jam. Suddenly, nothing's moving. The answer? Explosive power. Dynamite breaks that jam, gets things moving again. Of course, that's kind of how real-life log jams are, too. Take something explosive to get them going. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about how to break a log jam. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from 1 Samuel. It's in chapter 9. I'll be reading from verse 21. Now, in order to get the context of this, understand that we are approaching the time when Israel is about to get its first ever king. Saul has been God's choice for that. And Samuel is God's representative to let Saul know that. Unfortunately, even though Saul's got the ability and he's been selected by God, he doesn't seem to have the heart for the challenge. That's the one obstacle. When he's given the news that he's God's choice, Saul answers, "But am I not a Benjamite from the smallest tribe of Israel? And is not my clan the least of all the clans of the tribe of Benjamin? Why do you say such a thing to me?" He said, "Man, look, I come from this dinky little tribe. Nobody's ever heard of us. They don't respect us. I think you got the wrong man for the job." Then comes the message from God, and then the change that takes place in 1 Samuel 10, verse 9. The logjam is broken. As Saul turned to leave Samuel, God changed Saul's heart. I love those words. And all these signs were fulfilled that day. Did you get that? There's the dynamite that breaks the human logjam. God changed Saul's heart. Samuel didn't change his heart. Circumstances didn't change his heart. The signs that God put in front of him didn't change his heart. But God changed his heart. Sometimes the only way a situation will move is if someone's heart changes. And maybe you can think of that someone right now. Sounds like a situation you're in, maybe. And you can't change a heart. A changed heart is an act of God. I bet there's a changed heart needed in someone you know. Maybe it's your boss. Maybe it's your folks. Your son. Your daughter. Could be your husband. Your wife. Maybe there's someone who's attacking you unjustly. Or someone who desperately needs Christ and seems so close to him. Maybe there's just a log jam right now. And there can't be any more progress until something changes. Actually, until someone changes. You've done all you can do. You've planned. You've worked. You've tried to persuade. You've done your homework. But the real issue, isn't it someone's heart? Well, you have a powerful weapon to break the logjam. Fervent, passionate, consistent prayer that God will do what only God can do. Change that person's heart like he did Saul's and like he has millions of hearts throughout the years. That weapon right now is within your reach. Prayer is within your reach right now. It's the one we so often fail to use, though. We try everything else to change the situation. You want to get things moving? Then reach for the dynamite. Light the fuse called prayer. Then stand back and watch the awesome power of God, who is the changer of people's hearts.